You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Mother's Day is right around the corner, just days away. And for those of us who use this day to honor those who have given birth, it is a good reminder that it is not always easy and it's not always a straightforward process. In fact, childbirth can be dangerous and also just yes, absolutely. One in 83 births could turn into a situation where donated blood is necessary for the health and also the well-being of both mom and baby. That's where you come in. The nonprofit blood organization Vitalant, which operates in the Sacramento region, is putting out a call for more blood donors this Mother's Day. Joining us to explain why it's important to have maternal blood storages at the ready is Vicky Wolf and Missy Edgecombe with Vitalant. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Well, Mitzi, tell us a little bit about Vitalant and its mission.
Our mission is to support the blood needs of the community. Vitalant is a nationwide organization, and of course, we've got our operations here in the greater Sacramento Valley, and we serve the patients of the area.
Yeah, Vicky, you have been part of Vitalant for many years. I mean, how many hospitals, patients, locations do you serve in the Sacramento region? It's a good amount.
Well, in the Sacramento region, yes, we serve over 50 hospitals just in the region. And then, of course, throughout California as a whole, we serve about 150. So, yes, you'll see Vitalant vans on our highways a lot.
I went to the website this morning, and right on the homepage of Vitalant, it says, urgent donate for mothers in need. Mitzi, can you tell us more about this call out for maternal blood donations?
Well, this was really started by a physician, Dr. V. Rossi. She's an OBGYN, and she saw so much blood usage among maternity cases. And so she elevated the cause and said, we really need to draw attention to this. So using this program, Donate for Mothers, to really be that call to action for people to make blood donation a regular habit.
Mm. Vicky, when you actually speak with people who've given childbirth, why is donated blood so necessary for mothers? It's obviously a case by case, a very individual circumstance.
It is, but as you mentioned with the 1 in 83, far more common than most people realize. They just think, oh, we live in the United States, it's not ever a problem. But I talk with so many moms, and they have conditions in pregnancy that may sort of alert doctors that, oh, this might be a problem. And then for a lot, it's something that happens after childbirth. And for that, it's usually a surprise. Because, you know, moms go in just thinking, this is going to be the happiest day of my life, right? And then it can quickly turn into an emergency if those complications arise.
What kind of complications can arise that would need a blood transfusion or donation?
Well, there's a couple. Let me tell you a couple of stories. I'll give you some examples.
Please.
So one is Heather. Heather, she had a condition called preeclampsia, but they thought it was under control. And she went in, she had twins. And then afterwards, she just noticed that she was bleeding more than she had expected. And then her hemoglobin and iron levels kept decreasing, right? So in the hospital, she got 2 transfusions. And then before she left, she had had 4 transfusions and she got sent home. Her iron continued to fall down to get lower. And she came back in and she basically, after all is said and done, she got 11 transfusions during this period of time. She doesn't even have 11 pints of blood in her body. And so that was a specific condition, preeclampsia. And then that led to a couple of more conditions where her uterine artery wasn't clamping off with the clotting factor. So you'll see with a lot of moms, there may be this need for blood that's almost a few transfusions at a time. And then you see some moms who lose massive amount of blood that throws their coagulation system into disarray. It's called disseminated intravascular coagulation, DIC. Very, very dangerous condition. And for those moms, sometimes they come out having received 25, 30, 35 pints of blood. So you're right. Every story is a different story. But what we know is that blood helps these moms survive and helps them to have a future with their kids.
Yeah. I mean, when we think about childbirth, you know, it is the best moment of your life, you know. But I think in society, and it's been changing some, you know, you kind of overlook or don't know that it can be dangerous and that complications can arise. And then when you need blood, especially if it's over 30 pints of blood, which the human, that's like four people, when you need it, it is life-saving, right, Mitzi?
Absolutely. When I first heard the statistic, 1 in 83, absolutely shocked by that. That is a staggering number. No woman goes into the hospital, well, very few, expecting to receive a blood transfusion on what is the happiest day of their life. So it is a staggering statistic, and hopefully by elevating that statistic, people will say, all right, yep, I need to step forward. I have a mom. I am a mom. Those types of things. And we can make sure the blood's available, because it's the blood that's available on the shelf that can support those patients, moms and everyone else.
What would you like people to know this week if they're listening to this and they want to go and donate to Vitalant?
Make an appointment. Go on the website, vitalant.org. Make an appointment. We've got lots of locations in the greater Sacramento area, and we would be more than happy to see you at one of our donation centers or a mobile blood drive near you.
Are there certain types of blood types or even blood products that you're most in need of at this time?
We're always in need of blood type O. It's the universal donor, and it can go to anybody who's in need, especially in those emergencies where we don't have it. Chance to identify what blood type is this person, whether that's accidents. Usually for moms, they would know the blood type, but like you said, 30 units of blood, trying to make sure that that's compatible and what they need, hugely important. So type O, our type O donors hear from us a lot.
Get the voicemail, the phone call and the email, and I think a text message to you sometimes.
That's right. All of the above. Because blood is perishable. There's no artificial substitute for it. And so that's why we do keep in contact with donors, because every blood product has a shelf life. It's only going to be able to be used for a certain period of time. And then we have to replenish it.
Yeah. I nationwide, this is just recently, the Red Cross said that they are experiencing record low levels of blood donations. I mean, how is that need and supply looking in our region?
Today, well, this morning, it looked good. The interesting thing about when we talk about supply, it's really a moment to moment. As Vicky spoke about the patient who used 30 products, if we have a couple of massive transfusion protocol cases at hospitals, that level can change dramatically and in a moment. So it's never sort of a stop and look. It's a continual, we have to continue to replenish and replenish. That's why we're so passionate about talking about the need for blood and being able to talk about it in terms of let's donate for moms, because it's always needed.
Yeah. I remember during the pandemic having Vitalant on and talking with them that, you know, blood donations weren't doing well because obviously people were distancing and staying home and not going into Vitalant to donate blood. Has Vitalant rebounded with the types and the numbers of blood donations pre-pandemic?
We're not quite back to the 2019 levels, and what we're finding is more of the challenge with our mobile blood drives. At one point in time, we were collecting about 60% of our blood products on mobile blood drives with the other 40% in fixed sites. We're seeing a little bit more of an even flow to that, about a 50-50. But when you've got a work from home workforce, you've got high school students that haven't seen a blood drive program at their school. So we're sort of having to step backwards so that we can move forwards and teach people that this is a lifelong habit we'd like you to get into. And it most often starts at the high school level when we go into the blood drives.
You just reminded me of my high school blood drive many decades ago. But yes, you reminded me there was one at my high school. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Vicky Wolf and Mitzi Edgecombe from the nonprofit blood organization Vitalant. Okay, someone's listening to this. They've never donated blood before. Maybe they're nervous of needles, which is a totally understandable and common fear that people have. What do you want people to know about the process?
I want them to really think about the person at the end. If you picture a mom holding their child and knowing that because of you, that mom and child have a future together, that's an incredible thought to keep in mind. Keep your own mom in mind. If you have kids, keep your kids in mind. We all have moms in our lives that we love and honor, and just thinking about them in need, I think, will make somebody feel better. It's only a pinch. It's pretty easy. We have great professionals who explain the process, don't surprise you in 10 minutes. That's sort of the max for the time that the needle might be in the arm, and about an hour. But in an hour, you can give a family a future together. That's just an incredible thing to be able to do.
I used to be really afraid of needles, but I did donate blood at a blood drive. And yeah, I can attest it is just a pinch. And it took like a few minutes. It took less than 10 minutes to actually give that donation. Are there any other requirements someone should know ahead of time, like to prepare and also following the donation, what they should and should not do?
Drink plenty of water, hydrate. So starting the day or two before, drink a lot of extra water. It just makes the veins plump up a little bit. Have to be 110 pounds. You need to be healthy. There's a lot of allergies going on right now where people are like, I'm not really sure if it's a summer cold or allergies. You need to be healthy to donate. You need to take care of yourself so that you can take care of someone else. Like putting your oxygen mask on first when you're on the plane. Those are the most important. And if you have questions, go to our website. If you're thinking, oh, maybe I'm not able, there's a lot of eligibility information at vitalant.org. And you can also call us. The people who answer the phones also have great knowledge about eligibility questions.
And finally, I mean, it's not just blood. There are other blood products that people can donate. Let's dive into those in the last minute or so that we have.
Well, platelets is going to be a big one. Platelets are important for clotting. So that issue I mentioned, that when moms have excessive bleeding after birth, they get a lot of platelets during that time. Any massive transfusion protocol. Platelets have a very limited shelf life. They're only viable for 5 to 7 days. So there's a constant need. It takes a little longer to donate, but about 25% of platelets go to people with cancer, but there's definitely a segment that goes to moms. Do you have anything else, Mitzi, you want to say?
There's also plasma donations. It's exciting to watch individuals move from a whole blood donation to, there's actually a what we call a power red, where you can actually give two packed red cell products, platelets, and plasma. So going back to our high school biology classes, we know about all those blood products, and each one can be used for very specific things, and based on your blood type, we hope to be able to direct you to the donation that's best for you.
Yeah, so since, I mean, if you're going to be there, I mean, you can knock out a couple.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, yeah.
That's efficient.
Save more lives.
Well, Vicki and Mitzi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Vicki Wolf and Mitzi Edgecombe are with Vitalant. That is a nonprofit blood organization. And we've been talking about the ongoing need for blood donations and how these life-saving resources can help patients during and after childbirth. Still ahead, we'll get a listen to a jazz educational series happening at the Sophia, which is giving listeners, both new and old, a listen in its deep roots and sub-genres. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.